Today, more data is good data, says Facebook. Will the metaverse give us a clean start in marketing consent? The state of vaccinations at agencies. TikTok adds a nice brand tagging feature. And here we are. Today's the day. We spill the beans on the big change happening to this very podcast tomorrow. It's Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. Happy Computer Security Day, India. I'm Todd Maffin from Engage Q Digital, and here's what you missed today in Digital Marketing, episode 516. We begin today with a new report from Meta that examines the impact of broad demographic targeting versus interest-based targeting. The study was for the CPG, consumer packaged goods industry, but really it does apply to all of us that are running ads. So to assess the performance between the two, demographic targeting versus interest targeting, Meta examined 50 CPG campaigns. These were all brand lift campaigns. And which targeting strategy was more effective? Well, based on the analysis, kind of a mixed bag. And while no single approach proved to be the best in all cases, generally, the broader, the better. Quoting the study, aim for a broad qualified reach and avoid over-narrowing your target audience. The analysis found that in approximately half of the campaigns, the selected interest audiences were too narrow and therefore significantly restricted reach compared to the demographic audience. In this case, demographic audiences delivered almost double the reach over interest audiences for equal budget. As a result, demographic strategy was 1.6 times more likely to be the winning strategy and drove more cost-efficient brand outcomes compared to the interest strategy in these campaigns. Unquote. Now, this is something we hear from Facebook a lot. The more data you give it, the better your results will be. The idea being that its machine learning is better than you can micromanage. And, you know, while there is some truth to that, as the kids on Reddit might say, your mileage may vary. They also confirmed what most of us do as a best practice, different funnel segments, different audiences. Quote, interest audiences may perform better at driving purchase intent and consideration, while demographic audiences may be more likely to drive upper brand metrics such as brand awareness, familiarity, and message association. An interesting piece in Marketing Dive today suggests that, God help us all, this metaverse thing that Zuckerberg is obsessed with might actually prove to be the key to privacy-compliant digital marketing. There are a lot of questions about how data privacy will work in the metaverse, especially because Meta, formerly Facebook, is trying to take control of the evolving virtual world. And we all know how Facebook's history with privacy concerns has gone. However, the piece says that brands can apply the lessons they've learned from previous digital marketing efforts like consent or listening to users to the development of their metaverse platforms because, most importantly, the space could be a fresh start for brands to access consumer data built on safer tracking methods. As Google plans to phase out cookies by 2023, this metaverse has become a big reason to become privacy compliant. Users have to opt in to use the metaverse, similar to Apple's app tracking transparency. So in exchange for the experience, brands can ask consumers to use their data. Consumers want personalization, but not through invasive means. Quoting the piece, as the metaverse is created, the onus is on marketers to develop data strategies that are transparent, but also simple enough for consumers to understand. Some interesting data from a new DigiDay study has found that vaccination requirements at agencies are actually uncommon. The company surveyed 72 agency professionals about how their employers handle vaccines. Only 21% of agency respondents said all employees were required to vaccinate. This doesn't look good, especially with the U.S. government's attempts to encourage vaccinations for all American workers. So why is there such a low rate? Everyone is working remotely. About 50% of respondents said that they can either work from home permanently, or they just haven't heard anything concrete from their employers about when they will be expected back in the office. In addition, just because employee vaccination requirements are low, does not mean employee vaccination rates are low. A total of 93% of agency respondents said they were vaccinated against COVID-19, compared to only 59% of the population in the U.S. overall. TikTok is testing a new video tagging feature that might help you loop in other brands in your family or partners. The feature lets you tag other profiles in your videos. This feature is in addition to the existing mention option and similar to Instagram's tagging feature. This lets you keep your captions free of mentions while linking to other creators and prompting profiles to alert them to your clip. People you tag or accounts you tag are visible to anyone who can watch your video, and you can edit tagged accounts after the video is posted, and accounts that are tagged can remove themselves. Marketers can use the update to boost engagement by tagging influencers, creative partners, supporters, and more. TikTok is testing the new option for now. No plans for a full rollout yet.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The animated image database Giphy has unveiled the most popular GIFs of 2021. I'm going to pronounce it GIF, by the way, for this entire story. Fight me. The top 10 list reflects a year of being fed up. Stanley from The Office takes number one spot. The GIF is of Stanley seated, arms crossed, with one of those "why do I put up with this shit" expression on his face, and perfectly encapsulates how we all feel about returning to The Office this year. Giphy says it's been viewed more than 636 million times. Number two goes to the cartoon Tom and Jerry with the animated cat puffing up a pillow, then collapsing headfirst into it. Another appropriate theme. And coming in at number three is from the Great British Bake Off TV show and shows a contestant in shock, covering his face with his hands in a kind of prayer-like gesture. The top 10 GIFs have been viewed more than 4.5 billion times. GIFs can be a great tool for brand communication, and today's premium newsletter has a list of the most popular that might give you some new ideas to think about for your branding approach on social media. Okay, we've been plugging this for a couple of weeks now. The day is almost here. It is time to reveal what is happening with this podcast tomorrow. And I will be the first to admit this is a little awkward, given how much I've shit on Facebook in the past, but we have been acquired by Meta. I'm kidding, we have not been acquired by Meta. Last month, as you may know, we did a listener survey. One of the things that came out of that was that there was an almost even 50-50 split between people who wanted longer episodes with more stories and those who wanted it to stay exactly the same length. Obviously, we can't do both with the same feed. So, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, December 1st, we are launching a second edition of this podcast. This second edition, we're calling the Premium Podcast. It will have more news coverage and more analysis every day than this version. It will be ad-free. It'll come out earlier than the main feed. And we'll be doing exclusive live streams with industry experts, which you can attend and ask your own questions or just listen to the replay. You'll also get into our private Slack channel for premium subscribers, some pretty flair in our subreddit, access to our perks program, which gives you exclusive deals on a dozen or so digital marketing apps, tools, and services. The new premium feed starts tomorrow and is $10 a month or $90 for the whole year. But for the next week, and the next week only, you can get an entire month's worth of episodes absolutely free. Here is the URL for that. todayindigital.com/premium discount. This URL is not going to be in the show notes. It's not going to be anywhere else. So you will need to manually type it into your browser. todayindigital.com/premium discount. The discount code attached to that page evaporates on Monday. That's December 6th. And this works great on mobile, by the way. You can use Apple Pay or Google Pay or your credit card if you'd rather. You'll get your own RSS feed you can add to your podcast app of choice in two taps. So what happens to this podcast feed? Nothing. The podcast feed you're listening to right now will not change. It will have about the same number of stories, usually five or six. It will still have ads. In fact, it'll be a little bit more consistent. One of the things that we learned in the survey was that you wanted this to come out at a more consistent time. So really the only change is that the episodes on this feed will come out at 5 p.m. Pacific every day. That is a little bit later than we pushed them out in the past, but we've got more workflow stuff to do now. We have even more plans, by the way, for the new year. A new premium community with resource videos, weekly live office hours with me, and a third and completely free podcast feed for the 20% of you who in our survey told us that you listen to a daily news briefing on your smart home speaker. That feed will be a free headlines-only summary of the day. So that's the news. The Premium Podcast launches tomorrow. It has no ads, more stories and analysis, discounts on marketing tools, and subscribers get exclusive access to our new live Q&As with industry experts. The URL, once again, to get your free month of premium episodes is todayindigital.com/premium discount. That offer expires on Monday, so sign up and try it out. And even if you do absolutely nothing, not to worry, I will see you right here tomorrow.
Got my wheels in motion, trying to understand. What's it gonna take, girl, for me to be your man? I'm begging pretty please.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.